Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Lead me from darkness to light, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, is the prayer. Egoism is darkness and surrender is light. There is an easy way to illumine the inner consciousness and the outer behavior with the light of God. Place the illumining flame of the name of the Lord on the tongue, which is the doorstep, and then the light will drive out the darkness from both inside and outside. Have it ever burning clear and bright. You will soon reach remarkable heights and enjoy happiness, the like of which you can seldom get by sticking to the senses. Spend the silent hours in meditation and Namasmarana in your own homes and deepen faith. I do not heed to bhajans, which like gramophone records, produce songs and namavalis without any feeling or yearning while singing. Hours of shouting do not count. A moment of concentrated prayer from the heart is enough to melt and move God. The name will remove the evil of Maya that now hides the Shakti or universal power from the Vyakti or individual being. Maya can be recognized and driven out only when the mind is purified by love and avoidance of envy and hatred born of egoism. No act done without love can be commended. There are so many who come to Prashanti Nilayam, thousands in fact, coming year after year, participating in the bhajans, listening to discourses and lectures, but staying exactly where they were when they first arrived. Name without feeling seldom reaches the mark. The name of the Lord must be recited with full feeling of awe and wonder, humility and reverence.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The ninth name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is Om Sri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha.
Om Sri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha. Sarvajna means he who knows everything. Baba is the indweller in every being. He is present everywhere. So, nothing is hidden from him. He reads us like an open book. He knows the past, the present, and the future. He has the three eyes to see the three periods of time. When once a blind PhD asked him for vision, he said, "In your previous life, you prayed to God that you might be blind next time. This condition is the result of that prayer which was heard by God. You cannot now go back on it." Baba's knowledge knows no limit. He is the inner guide and teacher of all. When the scholarship of scholars and scientists fails and they face humiliation, he has gone to rescue them. He is the ultimate resource and relief for all. People are amazed at the alacrity and completeness with which he diagnoses these feelings and faults. But there is no amazement for those who know that he knows all. He warns people of impending danger and good luck. He is aware of the future as clearly and in as much clarity of detail as the past, which has become history. So, his advice has to be accepted down to the least detail without doubt or hesitation. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the ninth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is omniscient. Sai, the indweller in every heart, is aware of everything, not only in every individual mind, but also of all the external happenings in the world. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares, Vedaham samatitani, vattamanani cha Arjuna, bhavishyani cha bhutani, mamtu vedana kaschana. I know, O Arjuna, the beings of the past and present and the future, but no one knows me. On many occasions, devotees have experienced how Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is aware of each detail in every individual's life. In 1976, the well-known sarod player Ustad Amjad Ali Khan was visiting Bangalore for a performance. After the program, he called on his friend Sri Rahim Nizamuddin, who was commissioner of police. Sri Rahim was planning a trip to Puttaparthi. Amjad Ali Khan decided to accompany him. They were fortunate to be selected for an interview. As they sat with others in the interview room, Swami materialized a hot laddu dripping with ghee and, turning to Amjad Ali, said, "It is made in pure ghee." Amjad Ali was astonished. He marveled as to how Swami knew that he liked sweets prepared in pure ghee. But there was more to follow. Swami called him in the inner room. At the time, Amjad Ali was under a lot of mental stress. In the inner room, Swami told him, "Don't worry. Marry the same Assamese girl you have chosen. She is suited to you." Amjad Ali was amazed and was grateful to Swami for removing the confusion in his mind. He thought this fact was known to him alone. But Swami knows everything. He was grateful because this command come blessing from Swami cleared all his doubts about marrying that girl. There is another story about Sri Madhavrao Dikshit. In 1962, he was staying in Mangalore. He is the same Madhav who was fortunate to be blessed by Sri Shirdi Sai. He, along with his uncle Sri Hari Sitaram Dikshit, was in Shirdi from 1910 to 1918. He would call his uncle Kaka. So all others, including Shirdi Sai, started referring to Sri Hari Sitaram Dikshit as Kaka. Shirdi Sai was very fond of the child Madhav. One day, while he was playing, Shirdi Sai called him. He took out udhi with his right hand from the dhuni and with the handful of udhi slapped hard on Madhav's forehead. He hit so hard that Madhav started crying and ran to his uncle saying, "I will never come to Baba." Kaka had seen it all and he said smilingly, "Do you know how fortunate you are? We are all yearning to receive such a slap from him. Why did Sai Baba do this?" Madhav used to suffer from severe headaches. When Shirdi Sai slapped him, the headaches vanished forever. In 1962, Sri Madhavrao Dikshit heard that Sai has been reborn as Sri Satya Sai and is residing at Puttaparthi. But Madhav Dikshit was not ready to accept him as Sai Baba. So he decided to find out for himself and travel to Puttaparthi. Swami called him for an interview. As soon as he entered, Swami said, "Take out my Kaka's photo. You have it in your pocket, isn't it?" Swami also said, "After I slapped your forehead with udhi, your headache hasn't recurred, isn't it?" All of Madhav Dikshit's doubts about Swami were cleared. He was convinced of Swami's omniscience.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the ninth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha. The tenth name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is Om Sri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha.
Om Sri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha. Baba has declared, "If you call me Prema Swarupa, you won't be wrong." That is to say, He is love all through. Baba says, "If I have any vow to keep, it is this, to shower joy to all. Sarvajana, all people." Naturally, Baba is dear to all. Sarvajana Priya. His presence is the one darbar where all are welcomed. The poor, the afflicted and the wicked are even more welcome there than the wise, the rich, the happy and the good. for all who need a mother, who seek a father, a friend and a guide, for all who search for God, Baba is the goal. He loves all, He is loved by all, because Baba blesses all, for He has declared His mission to be Sarvastaratu Durgani, let all cross obstacles. Sarva Bhadrani Pashyantu, let all see only auspicious sight. Sarva Sadbuddhi Mapnoti, let all acquire beneficial intelligence. Sarva Sarvatra Nandatu, let all be joyful everywhere. No one comes away from Him without the precious gifts of His grace. He moves among men with the lamp of love. Its radiance sheds peace and harmony, brotherhood and mutual help. So, He is adored by Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Parsi, Buddhist, Asian, African, American, European, Australian, all alike. Children are His special favorites. So are young, for He straightens them, so that they may grow into worthy inheritors of immortality, into deserving claimants for the climax of communion with God.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 10th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is dear to all. Sarva covers all living beings, not humans alone, even animals. Lord Sai is dear to all the living creatures. The love of Sai Gita, the pet elephant, for Swami exemplifies this. In darshan, thousands of devotees sit patiently and yearn for getting a glimpse of Swami. When the Veda chanting heralding His arrival starts, a wave of emotions runs through the crowd and the feeling reaches its peak when Swami gives darshan. This is because the simple act of darshan fills the hearts of all with Swami's divine love. On Gokulashtami, devotees gather in Prashanti Nilayam to celebrate Lord Krishna's birthday. In the earlier days, on this occasion, even the cattle and other animals were brought for Swami's darshan. Sai Gita, the beloved elephant pet of Swami, was beautifully adorned and brought to the mandir for darshan. The expression of love in the eyes of all these animals towards Swami and Swami's love for them was very evident. Here is a touching story about how even animals have love and devotion for Swami. Long ago, Swami kept some dogs as pets. Their names were amusing, Jack and Jill. One of them, a Pomeranian, especially loved Swami. Once, while wandering in the village of Puttaparthi, this dog met with an accident and a car ran over him. In that wounded condition, he dragged himself to Prashanti Nilayam, threw himself at Swami's lotus feet and then breathed his last. A few years ago, there were some deer in the Vrindavan ashram. Swami used to feed them apples and tend them lovingly. Once, when Swami came out for darshan, he saw some students running towards him, and from the other side, the deer too, scampering to him. He said, "These are four-legged deers, and those are two-legged deers. Both are dear to me." Swami's students love him so intensely that whenever Swami travels from Prashanti Nilayam to Vrindavan or vice versa, they are unable to hold back their tears. No wonder Swami says, "My real wealth is my students."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 10th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Phalekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.